For Bill Campbell, it was particularly tough. He was fond of Jobs and didn't particularly like Scully. His voice quavered a bit as he told Jobs he had decided to support Scully, and he urged the two of them to work it out and find some role for Jobs to play in the company. "You can't let Steve leave this company," he told Scully. Jobs looked shattered. "I guess I know where things stand," he said, and bolted out of the room. No one followed. He went back to his office, gathered his longtime loyalists on the Macintosh staff, and started to cry. He would have to leave Apple, he said. As he started to walk out the door, Debbie Coleman restrained him. She and the others urged him to settle down and not do anything hasty. He should take the weekend to regroup. Perhaps there was a way to prevent the company from being torn apart. Scully was devastated by his victory. Like a wounded warrior, he retreated to Eisenstadt's office and asked the corporate counsel to go for a ride. When they got into Eisenstadt's Porsche, Scully lamented, "I don't know whether I can go through with this."